Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste. I am Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira Ra. And welcome, beloved ones, to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. This is an extraordinary, extraordinary moment. It is June 16th, and we have so much to share with you today. But first, I think we want to just say, get in the conversation. The phone lines are filling up. 517-208-1500. 517-208-1500.
We would be delighted to take your call to talk about the lineage holder energy, to talk about what your soul is wanting you to know, and to be with you as community, because we are better together.
And so, Sri, where are we community today? I know we're broadcasting in a lot of places, so where can people find us?
I think you're going to find us everywhere you know how to look.
All right, let's remind them of what that is.
We are broadcasting live at YouTube at Sri, Official Sri and Kira is the name of the channel. We're also at Oneness Talk Radio, broadcasting both video and chat, and Facebook Live at the Oneness Talk Radio station there. So come on and join us.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to be doing our best to jump in and out of the chats the best that we can, both the chat over at OnenessTalkRadio.com and hopefully a little bit over in the chat at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. So we want to first share with all of you, again, if you were not with us yesterday on our show, Explore the Mysteries, with all our heart and soul, we do invite you to please join us there and watch that show when you're done here. And you can find that video of that show posted at our YouTube channel for Oneness Talk Radio. And the reason we're starting with this is that we are at a moment where we have these secrets that are hiding, that are going to be coming out. There are going to be multiple truths that are going to be revealed, and that is very much the lineage holder energy that will be birthing this week. And so much so that Sri and I have been guided by the divine directors to every Sunday now put out the lineage holder energy, that mm-hmm. this is the energy that is specifically for those that feel that they are in that awakened presence of lineage holder energy right now. And this week, and literally today, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th of June are a very big, it's like a pulse within a pulse. Remember, we are now heading into the fourth week of this first pulse wave that opened up the beginning of this month. And there are four of these pulse waves in 2019. This was the first of four and the longest. And let us not forget that after we go through this 16, 17, 18 this week, it's going to very much feel like an in-breath, like you're going, whoa, like you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, bringing it in, bringing it in, bringing it in, bringing it in. And then on the 19th is kind of that moment of really offering yourself an opportunity to be that ninth dimensional witness, witnessing the witnesser of everything that has built from today until Wednesday. 16, 17, 18, the 19th. And then on the 20th, when we begin this long, slow exhale, that is the first day of the pre-shadow of the Mercury retrograde that will be part of the lineage holder expansion and most of July. And this is why, right off the bat, we want to just again bow and say thank you to all of the masters that have gathered with us in the core journey. Thank you for making those time experiences with us. You'll notice our background today is this safe navigation of this fluid illusion of time. The two jumps that we did, the two explorations that we did, travel journeys that we did, manifested bona fide miracles. And one of the things that we have not even talked about yet, because we have not even had a moment to digest it ourselves, was that not only did we have that massive crop circle affirmation come in right after our first journey, mm-hmm. my angels, if you're not aware of it, another one came in France after the second journey. You have got to love the timing of this. And we have not even had a time to digest it ourselves.
And we haven't. I'm just going to put up a picture of...
This was the one that came in right after our first June 4th time experience, our time. And this was the first lineage holder confirmation. And this is one of the things that we are going to be teaching. So you really want to join us for this July expansion of the lineage holders.
And I didn't leave the picture up long because I realized the mic was turned off when the picture came up. So we want to be able to describe it. The thing that struck me was that the June 4th energy of that crop circle completely overlaid with the energy of the diagrams that we've been sharing about the lineage.
Well, it was the portal.
And it was like a key that unlocked
the visual.
Yeah,
we had been describing this portal, and Sri and I were very clear what it looked like and how those expressions were felt, so that when we saw the picture of this... I mean, I looked at it and went, oh, my God, thank you. It was the actual linear description of this ascended multidimensional exploration energy that we had all just traversed. And I will share that Sri and I are so humbled. We are still getting the emails of your experiences and what's been happening in your lives. And we bow before you. It is beyond a blessing. And this is such a gift. And this is part of this week. And it is part of right now, the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, which initiates this hidden secrets. They're all going to be showing up, and multiple truths will be revealed or re-revealed to you. And the way we started sharing about this yesterday on the show was, this is very much about sweeping the dust off of something that you've connected with before, and suddenly you realize why, and maybe why you had it in dust is the bigger experience of this week.
You know, the symbology or the metaphor of wiping away the dust.
Think about that.
It brings forward a couple of recognitions. Mm-hmm. One recognition is that we're taking responsibility here and now, and we're cleaning our lens, that clarity rules, you know?
Clarity rules! I like that!
And the other piece of that metaphor is... that the dust is truly, let's just call it residue of the cycles that we've been in.
Mm.
And those residues are very much to be honored and then say, I choose to release you.
Yeah. You know, Sri, I've got to jump in here. I just, this moment, my loves, checked in on the Oneness Talk radio chat. And like I said, we're going to try and check in over at YouTube as well. But I want to read, I mean, you all are amazing. It always makes my heart so great. And thank you all for getting the hashtag out there. Hashtag lineage holder. And let us know if you want us to read that ensoulment that we read on yesterday's show. For those of you that were here yesterday, please remember that the ensoulment that we read that really explains this. Sri and I are keeping our word. And yesterday during the show, we had many people in the chat say, hey, where can I connect with that ensoulment again? Well, because this ensoulment is designed to unlock the greater energy within us and help us come forward as being lineage holders, Sri and I are going to put it to music. We are going to create it, and we will post it in the free section of the meditations in the app. So make sure you have our app, Spiritual Mastery by Sri and Kira, or Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira.
Yes.
It's Android, it's app, it's all applications, platforms worldwide. We are constantly updating. We are doing our best to stay up with all of you. But please make a note, if you have the app, check later tonight. And I'm getting lots of people saying, yes, please read. Yes, please read again. I love you guys. You're so amazing. So we will. But before I do, I wanted to read this beautiful sharing from Andrea over here at the Oneness Talk Radio chat. So hi to all of you. I love you all so much. And Andrea, here we go. I claimed the linear holder hashtag last evening. Thank you. Hashtag lineage holder. Please, guys, let's get it going. And so much clear information started to present to my conscious awareness. Oh, Angel, it is blowing me away. So much clarity on the family dynamic and the dynamic with some souls in the family beyond this lifetime. The impact of me and my twin brother's birth on the family, relatives, acquaintances, and close circle, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I feel such a shift, and I feel I'm anchoring more and more in my truth and authentic expression, and relatives is what she's saying. And so, Andrea, yeah, we are so – This is, remember, July. July is the rise of the lineage holders. There is a lot of information coming in July. There is going to be a way for us to navigate this retrograde that will actually release the final veils and ignite the greater portals. This is why Sri and I were called by the divine directors that we had to meet. And it had to be these three Tuesdays in July. It had to be the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. And that we had to meet as lineage holders and really expand together. And thank you. And you know, let me just share with all of you, Sri and I are offering, before we've got this thing posted, if you would like to register early right now, send us an email. This is a radio show invite that's going to end. This invite will end with this show. I mean, but we'll keep it up till July 1. But I mean, you won't hear us talk about it again. So if you would like to register now, send us an email to Ecuador, right here in Ecuador, where Sri and I live, Ecuador@SriandKira.com, and say, yes, I want to be in the Lineage Holder program. And instead of the $44, we will offer it to you for only $33 as your Shakti exchange. And join us. Tell your friends. Let's get as many people as possible together, because what we just started doing in this extraordinary full moon energy, and I hope and pray that all of you are doing those true lumens. We did that last night.
Well,
huh?
I was just about to talk about
that. Yeah, we were out there last night with all of our beautiful early guests here at Tosa Blue Mountain. A big shout out to our amazing trinity of divine angels, Linda Perry, Saban Barrett, and Suzanne Sturtevant. We love you.
The goddess rules.
They are downstairs right now helping us get ready for all of you.
But the piece I wanted to pick up on a little bit is the moon gazing. You know, gazing at the sun and gazing at the moon are ways to balance and activate that pineal energy, to get that connection wider open. Because
true
there's been
lumens.
Years of kind of collapse and incrustation, and to open the pineal is a gift.
So
I invite you, if you haven't tried this, when you do the moon gazing, to imagine that it's coming right into the center of your head. Just open your star consciousness up above the third eye, and just as you gaze at that moon, you let the reflected light of the sun come straight into the center of your head. And do the same in the early morning when you gaze at the sun and the sunrise. Bring it right into the center of your head. And what you may notice spontaneously is a sense that there's a little pyramid that arises over the pineal and begins to get bigger and bigger. You might find it starts to rotate. That's way cool. So keep staring, keep trusting, and bring it into the center of your head, and you will find that this will activate your capacity to navigate these higher frequencies with ease.
Indeed. And, you know, since we're here, I think we should, everybody here was inviting us to read. So we're going to read this installment again.
All right.
And so I'm going to invite all of you to just kind of relax into it. And I do want to comment, Sri, that we had a lot of other things over here in the chat. Akhil, hey, gorgeous. Akhil said, I moon gazed for the first time ever today. Hey. And all I have to do is say, wow. And Akhil, I hope you know, Sri and I are just finalizing. We are going to be in New Delhi, November 23rd this year. You better be there to say hello to us in person, my love. And we're very excited about this. We'll be appearing at the, I forget the name of it right
Zorba
now.
Zorba the Buddha.
Oh, the Zorba the Buddha Center. Yeah. And we're going to be finalizing all of the details in the next coming week. So we're very excited to have our first live appearance in India in 2 years. So we're very excited about that. All right. I also wanted to share, Guest 750 wrote, since the first journey of the masters and since claiming the lineage holder energy, my estranged sons have contacted me or come to see me. I know it's somehow tied into the mother energy. Yes, it is.
And, way to go.
You know, I'm sharing that because do you know how many emails we have gotten like that? I mean, a lot.
A lot of healing
is happening.
And
this is part of this week with this wiping the dust off. You know, what has been there? Something that in the past had enough of your attention that it could still be around to collect dust. Remember that. If it wasn't collecting dust, it's gone. But if it's been around enough that you're aware of it and you're just like, gosh, you know, I haven't gotten that corner in a while, right? And you're like, it's time to get into that corner. And as you're dusting, you realize, why did I ever put this away? And what happened to this or that? That is what the first few days of this week, that is what, and I'm almost losing my breath, everybody breathe. That is what this 16, 17, 18 is about. And the way we described it yesterday on the show was that it's essentially like we're all standing, holding hands on these amazing cosmic surfboards, and we're standing out on this cosmic ocean that's been pretty, you know, we've been kind of coasting for a while, right? You know, we've been on it. We got used to this flow, but we're all now aware. It's not just one or two of us going, hey, look, right? We're all now going, oh, yeah, hey, look, and we're ready. And even though it may be bigger than it may seem, and even though the energy may feel stronger than we can handle, as Sri just mentioned, we are better together. And this time, we are consciously holding hands. Our egos are not distracting us. Yeah. And when this wave comes, instead of being a devastating, frightening experience, we're all surfing in together to the biggest party we've ever done. And I already see the beach, and I know you do too. So this is what this week is about. And it's remembering that you know how to ride the biggest wave and have fun doing it. It's about dusting off old relationships, old energy experiences, things that maybe you put aside that you don't remember why. Maybe physically doing like a spring cleaning.
Yep.
And we were talking about that here this morning at Tosa Blue Mountain.
We
feel like we're cleaning for the world right now. We might want to share. It's kind of fascinating, guys.
You know, the idea of doing a little cleaning or dusting things off is saying I'm bringing light and love to this also. It may be something that hadn't had enough attention, and that could be relationships.
Yes.
Or it may be that the relationships or the things that you're, quote, cleaning are now ready to show you the fullness of what they can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I know here at Tosa Blue Mountain, we did a little ceremony with our guests this morning. And it was a wonderful, wonderful activation of a new altar.
I just have to say, can you feel through Sri and I right now what happened this morning here at Tosa Blue Mountain? And we have, so as we mentioned, we have our three beautiful, lovely angels of mercy that came early to help us, because remember, our contractors were supposed to finish June 5th, and they finished 2 days ago. And so we're all literally wiping off the dust, but because we redid the entire kitchen and built a second dining room and an outdoor dining area and patio and viewing area, we have more room. And so look at the symbolism of that. As we are literally undusting, and I mean thick construction dust, right?
As we are
really going through that, not only is everything coming forward, it's coming forward in a totally different way. It's coming forward to be in a different area. And we felt that we were dusting on behalf of the energy of the planet.
It really
this
felt
morning.
Like the intentionality
exactly.
of cleaning, especially
exactly.
these sacred objects and the art that carries meaning and depth of communicating otherworldly perceptions, that as we were dusting, we felt like we were clearing for thousands and thousands of people.
And we all of a sudden got, and all of us that are here right now, all five of us, realized we were in divine flow. We're trying to reconfigure the kitchen and the dining and everything. And all of a sudden, everyone was like so aligned with this energy of, and this was right after we finished the altar, we were so aligned with this energy of this is important for the planet that everyone found a way that they were clearing and dusting. And for about 30 minutes, all we heard was this beautiful harmony. And I want to share, Sri, talking about beautiful harmony. First of all, hey, Spurthy, we're all excited. And Akhil, you better be there for the New Delhi thing. But I want to read a few other things going on in the chat that talk about this. And then I think we are ready to read the ensoulment.
Absolutely.
And those of you that are on the phone line, stay there. You're listening to the show. We love you. I promise you we'll get to you. Okay, this is from guest number 580 over in the chat at onenesstalkradio.com. Sri and Kira, the level of, whoops, another chat just came in and I lost it. I'm trying to figure out how to get it back, Sri. How do I get over here and bring it back down? There we go. Sri and Kira, the level of resonance I have with the rise of the lineage holders is just profound. Oh, breathe. The synchronicities around this energy in my experience are just in alignment. I feel so blessed, so grateful to be a part of this community and this earth experience. Thank you so much to everyone, and blessings. Angel, We could not have said that better ourselves. Yeah. Thank you. And this is the gift. It is the time of the rise of the lineage holders, and more people are going to start popping. Get them there to this program in July. Those of you that have already been with us through One Core Journey, you know that this is worth 100 times more than what we charge, because what we're charging is not about money. What we're saying is we must all step forward in our empowered energy collectively and ride this wave. And so thank you. I also, guest 350 is also saying, I've been feeling a physical pull up my neck and behind my ears as if I'm being stretched. Okay, so the first thing you need to do is first ensure what this is, that this is a crystalline activation. As I feel into that for you right now, what I'm seeing is that your divine galactic blueprint. Now, if you took the first core journey, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Your divine galactic blueprint is inviting you to let go of that density drama, that engagement that's trying to keep you down, because you really are ready to lift. So I want you to breathe into that. And as I'm sharing that with you, I do want to share, and maybe everybody else is feeling, getting massive high-pitched tones coming out of the ear, and also a little bit of heaviness on the heart. So try to let go. You know, what I have discovered for myself is when I finally stop resisting, it gets really easy. So thank you, my angel. Namaste. Brilla Rose says, I am dusting off an idea I had back in 2017, but didn't feel ready for it then. I'm ready now. Yes, you are. And Brilla, same with Sri and I.
Yeah.
Everything that we thought we were going to Uruguay to do at Terra Nostra is here, and it's happening so organically that that's the confirmation as well. And so we hear you, girl. We're right there with you. We really are. All right. And then I've got another one here. This is guest 750. I'm dusting off a dream I had back in 2012 in my business and have begun taking steps to bring it to reality.
Hey,
yes, do it.
Go.
Do it. This is, and especially right now. See, this is the type of one step in, the forwarding motion that is calling in the mastery of this moment. So I think now is the moment, Sri. Should we share? I think maybe
Absolutely.
Today. Do you want to read it?
I'd be happy to. And I was just commenting here that I was texting, saying hello to some people in the chat, and I just want to comment that YouTube has got a lovely community there that has gathered to
participate. Oh, we love you so much.
Oneness Talk Radio has got another lovely community, and we are so delighted that you are connecting with each other, sharing your truth with each other. I mean, it's a way, when we share what's going on with us and someone else offers their loving presence, they don't even have to type anything. It's just, you know that you're being received. And it's so important because we are connected heart to heart.
Absolutely. And I just want to share that somebody over in the Oneness Talk Radio chat is saying, hey, I missed Tuesday for the $22. Can I still pay to get the link of the recording? Absolutely. Send that email to support@selfascension.com and let Sue know that you talked to us on the radio and done. Easy enough.
No worries
at all. All right. Well, Sri, I want to invite everyone. Let's just take a moment. I think as we're coming up on the half experience, and then we will get into all of you beautiful ones who are listening to join you into the conversation, to hear your comments and your sharing, and to, of course, offer many soul readings if you are so called to invite us for one. But This ensoulment came in through the divine directors. So relax again. Even if you heard it yesterday. Yesterday I read it. Today Sri's going to read it. And remember, you're going to want to have our app downloaded and look in the free meditation section later tonight, because Sri and I are also going to really, it'll be both of our voices with the music, giving you an opportunity. This is what was told to us or written through the divine directors when this came in, was that this was a coded transmission that would ignite DNA and remembrance. And this is essentially all we're putting on the web about what's coming in July, because July is the experience of knowing. You're coming to the July event because you know about it, because your heart knows about it, not because you need to read all the bullet points for it. And so I want you to just relax into your breath. And as we do, try on experiencing the I am experience, meaning I am a lineage holder, goes beyond the mind, goes beyond the declaration. As Sri reads this to you, perhaps holding that energy, you will be able to experience it rather than declare it. And so holding that as your only intention, this beautiful message that came in through the divine directors will be read by Sri. And it did begin, though, with a very simple directive that said, this is the hashtag lineage holder. And that literally was how they began. So hashtag lineage holder, help us.
All right, let's take a breath in and simply be present. We are the front line. We are the generals, and the front line always has the fewest volunteers. However, it calls forward only the strongest, most courageous, and integrous. For without these energies in full unison, we cannot wield the sword of illumination. This is the moment for divine remembrance and healing, and the moment that has been coming forward through the unified fields of light and harmony without hesitancy as the May 22nd, 2019 opening provided. Without fanfare or the need for approval, a simple announcement that can and will be heard by all who are ready to free the illusion once and for all, as they claim the full birthright of a lineage holder in the lifetime of completion. So what? What if all that is happening, everything that seeks to stop you, to scare you, betray you, hurt you, entrap you, so what if it is unfolding? Is that what you want your life to be about? Is that the energy you want to offer to your children or our world? Is that how you want your days spent, worrying about the future, conspiring with others to support positions that offer minor comfort, yet always leave you wanting more? Hoping, yet afraid to hope. Yielding to suspicion when the suspicious speak. Inviting the beliefs of others that are entwined with the entrapment energies of fear and anger to inspire doubt about your being. Is that honestly what you want? So what if it is happening or not? You are the master of this divine dance, and as that master, you have the instantaneous ability to lift through this illusion and discover the gift that defies the mind of one who is entrapped. You are a lineage holder, holding the light up to the illusion and not being afraid of what it shows you. So
take in a breath and notice what you're feeling right now. Just notice. Notice what may or may not be chattering. Just notice and invite yourself to pretend, if you need to, that you are that ninth dimensional witness gazing at this beautiful seventh dimensional witnessing energy that is gazing at this fifth dimensional energy that is the witnesser of that being that is currently experiencing a formed experience. And when we can ignite that and allow ourselves that energy, and that's what this week is going to gift you with, is that opportunity. If you dust it off, if you are ready to let go of any ego, and what you may discover is that it was the ego that put the dust on. So if the ego put the dust on, thank it for bringing you to the moment where it was ready to be illuminated and invite that to come forward as well. This is a profound moment, and many truths are going to be revealed. And of course, this is happening at every level. So remember, as we're navigating the pyramid of spiritual awakening, all those different levels, if you were with us on the core journey, well, we are right now this week with these hidden secrets. This can be, for Sri and I mean, for Sri and I, one of the hidden secrets was that there had been a very targeted attack at us, and it had been very interwoven and very surreptitious and very, very good because we missed it.
We totally missed it. It was really good. Until I found myself in the hospital. And then it became very good.
Right. But we thought it was over. And for us, one of the greatest gifts has been this past week, which was a fascinating ride. But it led us to today, to this moment, to this core, to that center of resurrection energy. And remember what Sri just read in that ensoulment. This opened May 22nd. We're almost there. Yeah. It's this week. It's June 22nd. So this is a profound moment because we're going to have this 16, 17, 18 whomp energy.
Yep, this is where it's
very
peaking.
Peaking with this moon. We're going to be on that wave, but we got each other. You know, the one who may be falling, don't worry about it. We got you. Yeah. You know, we have each other. And so through that flexibility, which means that we can appreciate each other's views and beliefs and beingness and not feel that we are in competition with each other and recognize that together we are better. And so as we have that flow moving through us, we're going to go through anything. And then what's going to happen, as I mentioned, on the 19th, so it's going to be in-breath, 16, 17, 18. 19 is that, woo, you're right there. You're at the peak and you're gazing. And then it's going to be a very slow exhale, 20, 21, 22, into 23, where we will join you again next weekend. Stay in this week. This is one of those weeks where just stay here.
Yep.
Just be here now, to coin a very famous phrase.
and I love the way these ascended ones are really provoking our consciousness. And
oh, so, that's a good word.
With their languaging.
They are provoking.
And I just want to repeat something because, you know, as we're talking about this escalating energy, you know, the high tide brings in some garbage as well. And so what if there is junk out there that causing or would like to cause you to doubt yourself, that would like to cause you to fear, or would like to provoke anger and judgment.
Exactly.
So what?
Because, so what?
Because you are you. You are a divine being of light.
Exactly. It's not who you are.
And as we get focused, as we get joyfully aligned with this essence of being, the courage comes easily because it's who you are. You don't have to try to be strong. You are strong.
Exactly. And I just want to, I was just gazing quickly at the chat room at Oneness Talk Radio before I get into the call board. And I'm sorry that I can't personally look over at the YouTube. I know you guys are rocking it. And I promise you, we will get in there soon. But I did want to share, Sri, just I love, thank you all that are doing the lineage holder.
Yes.
Hashtag lineage holder. Please help us. We have no idea how to get this out there, but the divine directors looked at us and the first words that came out of their mouths before that beautiful ensoulment was, this is the hashtag, not make a hashtag, do it. This is the hashtag, and it's hashtag lineage holder. And so please help us get it out there. Help us understand what we might need to do to help get it out there. If you know how to help us, we are sending out the help us because this is coming directly from the divine directors. And I'm loving what I'm seeing right here is I am a lineage holder and hashtag lineage holder, hashtag lineage holder. I am a warrior of crystalline light, hashtag
yes.
lineage holder, hashtag lineage holder. Dissolving all hindrances to the full birthing of the lineage holder. I am and so it is and so it will be and so it is done. Strength, courage, and integrity. Yes, yes, yes. Together we are better. I am going to hashtag lineage holder on absolutely everything I post on social media from here on out. Thank you. So please, everybody, do that. Thank you so, so much. And I do want to say to guest 750, who's saying, are there instructions for moon gazing or will a Google search suffice? We did talk about that on yesterday's show. So again, you can watch yesterday's show, Explore the Mysteries, over at our other YouTube channel, Oneness Talk Radio. Also, one of the things that we suggest is just so simple. It's just to really relax and on a full moon, so you want to get into there right now tonight. It's what they call, Archangel Zadkiel talked to this about being true lumens. And this is why we're all illuminating right now. And this is why just literally pretend you're like sipping the light of the moon through your eyes and just bringing it to wherever your heart would like to guide you, and start there, and you'll do great.
Yes.
And
review
yeah.
what I shared earlier in this show, because
yeah.
that's all you really need to know to get rolling.
Yes, exactly. And thank you, those of you that are saying, yes, I'm going to do the hashtag Lineage Holder everywhere, and so am I, and so am I. Thank you, the divine directors, thank you. This is not coming from us. This is part of that ensoulment. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So Sri, what about bringing in all these amazing beings that have been
yeah.
waiting? Oh my goodness,
yeah,
all
yeah,
these
yeah,
people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow, wow, wow. Well,
yeah.
you know what? We have several callers here.
Okay, we have several callers here.
Why don't we say hi to, it looks like, Lori in Culver City.
All right. Namaste, Lori. Welcome.
Hi, namaste, Jean Kira. So happy to connect with you.
And with you, my love.
Wow, I didn't even know I was on this line. We got double gifts today. Okay,
I love it.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I love the universe. I love you guys. Well, while I'm on the phone now, the timing is so pronounced because I love this community in the Lineage Holder moment as I am going through something with my daughter. And the estrangement had escalated, and I was in all that I am as that Lineage Holder in that truth. But instead of the communication, I had to walk away.
Uh-huh.
And so I really appreciate the support of this community. And, you know, maybe next time around, this wasn't the moment. So I don't know if there's any messages you could bring in to help me hold this space and stay in my truth and energy to hopefully help her find hers.
Well, first of all, my angel, I want you to just breathe, because what has happened for both of you is that you are both in a mastery moment. And that makes complete sense. Remember that whatever we are going through, so is everybody else. You know, we are not unique mm-hmm. in that evolutionary experience. But as when we are in density and we see ourselves as parents, sometimes it's hard for that line to be so clear. And so clarity is what I'm seeing around you, that this is one of those moments of dusting, that you are really mm-hmm. saying yes to greater clarity, and that there is greater clarity coming in for her as well. And they're saying the two shall meet again, and when they do, the reflection will be brilliant. And that was the message they wanted you to hear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what I needed to hear. That was amazing and beautiful. Thank you. I'm so glad I got through.
Me too. We love you, honey.
Much love, dear.
Get down here soon. Bye. All right, Sri, we have so many people waiting.
Well, I tell you what, we've got a couple of wireless callers that
are unknown.
I love it.
It's
a mystery.
Mystical. All
here
right, unknown wireless caller. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, namaste.
Hi. This is my second time getting in with you. I'm the one that asked about, didn't get to go on the Tuesday call.
Oh, okay.
So I really don't know what to ask you. Except for, like, I think I was trying to share this info with who I believe is my twin flame, but I didn't get to tell him about the Sunday call, but he should be listening, and hopefully we'll both be able to get in. I don't really know if he's supposed to be one of the Lineage Holders, but I believe I am, so...
Absolutely. And thank you for being here, my love. It is always a treasure to connect with your energy. And, you know, that's one of the gifts of the Lineage Holder experience, is that as we embrace that, as we dive into that, as we ignite that, we dive into a deeper trust of the perfection of everything. And so thank you for that reminder for all of us today.
Many, many
blessings. Namaste
there.
And many blessings. And your line garbled on us. So if we lost you at the end, I'm really sorry. We love you, honey. All right, Sri, who's next? We have another wireless caller.
It looks like
out
from New York.
Poughkeepsie. Namaste, Poughkeepsie. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, namaste.
Hi, there.
Hi, this is Jonathan from New York.
Hi, Jonathan from New York.
Welcome.
This is my first time calling in, and my first time actually listening to the live show on a Sunday, and I was just divinely inspired to call, and so happy that I got through.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Really amazing.
Actually,
go ahead.
I actually have a divine message I would like to share with the community.
Okay.
It's a, I've been told that it's a sort of an activation.
Okay.
I am the spark of life that creates fire. My breath, the winds of change. I am the diamonds of life begotten of both. I am the rock in which all life rests.
Hmm.
Each raindrop a piece of who I have been. Each cloud a possibility. In each ocean a collection of stories held in the depths of the wise one. The light gives a glimpse, a glimmer, a reflection of the vastness in which you are. The light pierces the veil, whispering, it's time to awaken. Shake off the dust and walk with me, for I am you and in you me.
Can you please send that? Yeah, can you send that to us? I would love to post that at Oneness Talk Radio. We have a place where we post art, and if you're okay with it, I'd love you to send it to me, and we'll put
a
beautiful graphic with
yeah.
it and invite people to connect with it because it's beautiful. What a gift to bring to us today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, honey.
Absolutely.
Oh, what?
I would love a quick mini soul reading if possible.
You got it. Absolutely. I was already moving into it. I love it, my love. So first and foremost, I just want to share with you that you call to you, they're saying that nature will sing to you always, that there is this nature connection inside of you that is inspiring greater expansion. And they're saying that the more that you say yes to this connection, the greater and faster you will expand in this moment. And then they're showing me you, and it's like you're flapping your wings like a bird. And we actually have a practice called the Flap and Clap practice that you can find at our website that you might want to learn. And really, they're saying just open and expand with your physical body. Move your energy to open the heart more and see what follows. And I can share with you that just being with you today has been a gift for all of us, all of our listeners, all of this community. And thank you for bringing that to us today as well. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, my love. Many blessings. Woo, Sri. Wow.
Fun, huh?
Yeah, very fun. Now, guys, I will share with you that right after he hung up, I felt somebody throw a knife in my back. So I'm just working on that right now. And so I'm just sharing that if any of you are feeling that energy right now, bear in mind that the fact that we feel it and know it when it's thrown at us means it did not get in. It just means that it was strong enough to pierce the armor. And so I'm just sending it love and inviting it to go back to where it's safe, right? Wherever it came from, may it go back home and enjoy being home. All right, Sri. Yeah, that's good. We're done. All right, who's next?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
let's go to Pueblo, Colorado. Pueblo. Hey, it looks like it's Donna. Hey, Donna. Namaste, Angel.
Hi, Sri and Kira. Oh, namaste. I love you both so much.
And we love you.
And I miss you guys. I wish so much I was there right now. But one day soon, I will get back.
Yes, you will.
Yes,
you will.
We got the light on for you.
Oh, yeah.
The last week or so, I've really been having a lot of interference resistance in all ways, with mm-hmm. the AMI class, with even the core program listening to it. Even last night, I finally was able to listen to the meditation from last Sunday. So could I have a mini soul reading, please, around all that? I would appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for asking. And, you know, you're not alone. You know, the first thing I want to share with you, my angel, is that many, many people, Sri and I had to walk through all this past week. Maybe the gift, and I'm just, I your guys are saying, don't tell her maybe. So zip, get rid of that. So I'm so sorry. However, what your guides are really looking at right now is they keep saying, when are you going to pick up the staff and stand? It's like there's a part of your third dimensional experience that just feels it's easier to keep slugging through this than it is to really say yes to the other side of it. And I am so grateful that you got through today, because look at the perfection of this, Donna. This is the 16th. This is the day to claim that power. And right at the end of the show, we're just going to do a very short deep expansion exercise, and we're going to kind of end the show with that and leave you guys in it, where you can breathe into this power. Because today, the 16th, you got through and you're asking, which means that you are already in that higher dimension, and the ask, the recognition, is kind of like sending the signal back to your higher multidimensional presence that you are aware and you are ready. So you can instantaneously break this cycle right now, this minute. And so can anybody else, because in an instantaneous moment, when you own that, when you see it for what it is, you will break through it. So Donna, I just want to say thank you for bringing that to all of us today, for bringing that to yourself. I can share with you that your guides are part of what I'm going to be doing in the meditation. They've just kind of hung out now and they're having a good time and asked. And I was like, yeah, hang out. So thank you for adding that to our beautiful celebration of community today. We love you so much, honey.
Namaste.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you too.
Thank you, honey. Namaste. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. I'm just feeling all this.
I know. It has just been such a robust and dynamic moment with all of you. And you know, there is just so much happening. And Donna, I do want to share with you, I was quick checking in on the chat because I just had a feeling. And sure enough, a lot of people are saying I strongly resonate with Donna. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so those of you that are working on the lineage holder hashtag, help us help you. Do we need to have it more on our website? How do we get it? You know, whatever. All I know is we need hashtag lineage holder out there. And thank you all. I see a lot of you are already really working on that. And oh my God, thank you. We love you so much. And if we can help you, please help us all help the divine directors with this extraordinary request that has been gifted to all of us. And it really is a gift. And Sri, I'm looking at our time. Do we have time for another caller before we go into that? Let's do one more before we culminate with this beautiful energy of claiming our lineage holder power. And so where are we going, honey?
Okay, there it is.
We're going to Concord, California to a wireless caller. Hi, Concord, California wireless caller.
Hi, Sri. Hi, Kira. It's Kate in Concord. How are you guys today?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, you know, I had to call in when I heard that you had another attack. I felt like I wanted to offer, if nothing else, additional protection on the line. If I
Thank
did
you.
Get in, then what a celebration. I'm lucky because I've had your guidance for 3 years. I'm coasting through a lot of things that I see around me happening. I'm so grateful to both of you for the guidance because I'm not sure I would be where I'm at if it weren't for following you, your coursework, and, of course, getting here to the core event,
yes.
which is what it really feels like lately.
Yeah, I agree.
I would like a mini soul reading because I'm at a crossroads, so much happening. And I'm so grateful for your supportive, loving, generous heart. I'll take some of that.
Oh, you have more than enough to share, my angel. First of all, thank you for the honor. I mean, sincerely, thank you for the honor. I do want to share with you that as I'm connecting with you in this moment, I'm smiling because I understand where you are because I just came through this moment myself not too many weeks ago. We had an installment out there talking about being in the borderlands, and that's where you are. But you're out in the borderlands as kind of this very awake, not like a lot of us navigate the borderlands where we don't even know we're there. You know you're there, but you're the one saying you're not ready yet. It's like there's this energy inside of you that just keeps saying, well, yeah, no, I know that staircase is there. I know that's there, but I got to do this or I got to do that. And so I'm really enjoying that you're the final caller we're able to bring on today so that we can end with this energy activation, because what you are actually saying is, I'm ready to dust off that which makes me think I haven't been on that staircase the whole time. And to realize that you're already at the top. You just need to dust off that which has forgotten you already made the journey. And so this is a new level of awakening for you. This is a new level of interaction. This is a new level of experience. And that's the kind of it feels kind of like wavy, not out of balance, but just kind of what's balancing. It's balancing. And that is the other energy for lineage holders this week. And if you have our app, that's what we're going to be talking about in the Mastery Guidance, where we put that over in the app for the week, is that this is a week to claim in a lot of strong balance, but it's strong and it's coming from a very, let's just say, different experience than all of us may be used to. So thank you so much for bringing this gift to all of us. I'm really, really grateful, and many blessings.
Much love.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know how it goes, you guys, because that's going to be a very interesting journey.
Yes, let us know. We want to know. All right. Thank you, my love. Namaste. Namaste. And guys, before we go into our beautiful experience this beautiful afternoon, we really do, with all of our heart, want to share with you, if you are feeling the call to be a lineage holder, if you are feeling this energy, then please, please, please send an email today to Ecuador, right here with Shree and I, Ecuador at ShreeandKira.com, so that you can claim this program for only $33. And let's get you in there. Be there. Please be there. And I'm loving over here in the chat room all of you talking about helping out with the hashtag. And we will do everything we can to get people to get it. You know, hashtag lineage holder, hashtag lineage holder, hashtag lineage holder. And we love you all so much. And so, beloved angels, as we are coming down to where we only just have a few minutes left today, we do want to invite you, first of all, to call in the blessing of this community. You know, where else at YouTube or on radio stations can you tune into a chat and see this type of authenticity? Of peace, of love, of joy, of supportive resonance. I know that Shree and I,
this
was witnessed by the three people that are with us right now. We get off the shows with you, we are pumped because we can feel the gift of this collective community. And we would pray that after every one of our shows, you feel the same way, that you feel inspired, that you feel ready, that you feel filled with the truth of who you are, because that's really what it comes down to, isn't it? Is loving yourself enough to recognize that this is who you are. And Shree and I want to say thank you to this extraordinary community at Official Shree and Kira at YouTube, over here at OnenessTalkRadio.com, over at BBSRadio.com. Thank you. Thank you for being on the planet right now. This is the collective experience, and we are honored.
You know, as we take a breath together, just allow yourselves to feel our gratitude.
Yes, please.
We truly love you, and we are delighted to be consciously connected with you. And as we're going to transition into this closing moment, this closing energy, I invite you to first get comfy where you are right now. Wiggle a little if you need to wiggle, but just get comfy. Send a signal to that precious body of yours that I am safe. And that I am here. And as we take a breath, I'm going to recite the mantra of self-ascension to help center us in the ascended truth and the opening of divine surrender, which is nothing more than letting the ego have its rest. Breathing in. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
And beloved ones, as you are inviting your breath to guide you, invite your body to relax even more. Beloved, beautiful body, I am here, I am ready, I am open, and I am guiding. And I invite you to relax and release any hesitancy that would prevent us from together receiving the blessing of this moment. And just simply sink into your body more as you recognize that you are not in the body at all, that you are actually gazing at this body from a beautiful, vast expanse, whether it's in the fifth, seventh, ninth, or beyond dimensions, it doesn't matter. Let go of any need to know. Just simply notice the vastness of the energy around you. The vastness of the energy around you. Regardless of where the physical body may be, there is a vastness of universal energy around you. There is always space. There is always room. There is always upliftment. There is always the moment that is with you eternally. In this moment, there is a silence that defies definition. In this moment, the breath and the breathlessness are one. In this moment, all the pathways are illuminated. And in this moment, there is only the oneness. Deep in the distance, you begin to hear a heartbeat. Just focus on this heartbeat. It may seem way off, but it's strong, it's regular, and it's consistent. And as you feel this heartbeat, it's as if your entire beingness is gazing up at this heartbeat. And you notice as you gaze up that the light is so bright you almost want to cover your eyes. And then you feel the heat of this light as the heartbeat, the light, the witness, the witnesser, the witnessing, the witness, all blend, all disappear. And there you are. A radiance of pure light, a radiance of presence, a radiance of being, a radiance. Connecting with yet another heartbeat. There is already an expanding presence that feels taller, wiser, brighter, fuller, stronger. And as you begin to feel that energy as if it is a giant wave of light.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.